Welcome to the LINX Medical Practice. Please note, we operate an on-the-day triage system. Calls requesting GP callbacks are only accepted between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. or sooner if we reach capacity. If you call after 3 p.m. or once capacity is reached, you may be asked to call back the following day. If a clinician determines you need to be seen face-to-face, you will be offered an appointment the same day, so please ensure you are available to attend before proceeding. If you are unable to attend today, please hang up and call back on the day you're able to come in. In order for us to direct your call correctly, please choose one of the following options. Press 1 if you have a genuine medical emergency. Press 2 for GP callbacks, general queries, or if you require a home visit. The new prescription line number is 01224-555-149. To repeat these options, please press this. Please hold while we try to connect you to the appointments line. We operate an on-the-day triage system. Calls for same-day GP callbacks are only accepted between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. or sooner if we reach capacity. If you're calling after 3 p.m. or we've reached capacity, you may be asked to call back the following day. If the clinician feels you need to be seen face-to-face, you will be offered an appointment the same day. Please ensure you are able to attend today before proceeding. If you're unable to attend today, please hang up and call back on the day.
Good afternoon, Beth speaking. How can I help?
Hi there, my name is Daniel. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you for asking. So I'm just calling in regards to a subject access request form that was sent to yourselves on the 9th of June. Can I give you the client's date of birth and name?
Yeah, go ahead.
The 27th of April, 1964. Should be a Mrs. Sandra Anderson or Clark.
Right, let me just pop in hold and I'll get an update for that for you about that, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
So the patient collected the records from us on the 1st of July, so it's down to her to pass them on to you.
Oh, the patient has the records?
Yeah. We don't post stuff out like that, so she's collected it.
You don't post them out to third parties?
No, not normally, no.
Even with letters of authorisation, is that still?
Yeah, no, it's not about that. I think it's about physically having to post them. But the patient's collected it.
Right, okay. We do receive them via email as well. I'm not sure if that's something that your practice can do, is send them back via email.
But we didn't normally know. But if you contact the patient, she's got them.
Right, no problem.
Okay.
Right, it's just for any future ones. I want to try and make it as stress-free as possible, because obviously a lot of the times these clients don't actually want to see their medical records. That's why they have obviously signed a letter of authorization with ourselves, so that they can be released directly to us. So I'll contact the client on this occasion, but I was just hoping to try and smooth the process out in future if we have any more clients that are with yourselves.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously you'd need to maybe speak to the management about that, but yeah, no, that's the process that we have with everyone. Okay,
no problem. Have you got your practice manager's email address or mobile number I can contact?
So you can just send it on to gram.linksadministrator. And then it'll get passed on. It's gram.linksadministrator@nhs.scot.
Gram.linksadministrator?
Yeah. @nhs.scot.
NHS.scot. All right, no problem.
Okay.
Thank you very much
That's
for that.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. See you.